Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
I'm Jaquelle, your host.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey!
Jingliest Christmas elf on the show, Sean.
You know what? I totally didn't plan that. I heard the music and I'm like,
I mean, no one could imagine that was spontaneous. It sounded, you know, just so prepared, planned, and professional.
I really did, because, I mean, and as we all know, I'm just the most holly jolliest guy around.
I mean, if people have listened to our past Christmas extravaganzas, which, let me take a moment to say, I hope they have. I hope that they are up to date.
How could they not have?
And if they haven't, what better way to spend this Christmas break? Because, you know, as we're going to get to, I don't think there has to be a big announcement, but we're not going to be releasing an episode on Christmas Day.
What?
You know, maybe they can go back and listen to past Christmas extravaganzas to keep them in the holly jolly mood.
Yeah. Hey, Jaquelle, you know, I wanted to share something with you. I came across... we're here in Nova Scotia. Of course, Jaquelle knows that, but our listeners, you know, they may not know we're here in Nova Scotia.
Yes.
And you'll never know. Some new holiday guidelines come out from Nova Scotia government.
Oh dear, do we have to talk about this?
Oh, we have to talk about this. I mean, they've tried to, you know, exercise their authority over the church, which of course they have none, and they've got all kinds of crazy restrictions. But now, Jaquelle. It has been, they've gone one step too far.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. They've got some holiday guidelines.
Oh, dear.
On Santa visits.
Oh, visits from Santa.
Oh, yeah. We need our government to instruct us how to visit Santa. So here it is. Jaquelle, I mean, this fits right in with our whole Christmas extravaganza.
I'm a little concerned that you're co-opting my Christmas extravaganza for your nefarious purposes.
Okay, so the Christmas extravaganza technically hasn't begun yet, right?
All right, yes.
Right?
Yes.
We're introing the extravaganza, right? Okay, so...
All right, but if it hasn't started, then you can
see. But this is kind of in the same vein of things.
It overlaps thematically, yes.
Okay, so Jaquelle, first of all,
yes.
Do not host events where children sit on Santa's knee.
Well, that ruins all of my current plans for Christmas. I have 16 events planned where all the children were going to come sit on Santa's knee.
I'm serious. I'm going to pass out from laughter. This is just too funny. Okay. It's better, Jaquelle.
Oh, how can it?
Have him ring jingle bells rather than yell, ho, ho, ho.
Oh my goodness.
He's gonna spread the coronavirus if he says ho, ho, ho. No, hold on, Jaquelle. We're not done yet. This is the last piece. Now, remember, this is handed right down directly from the Nova Scotia government. Mm-hmm. I got this from NovaScotia.ca, from the NSGov. This is their...
Right. This is legit.
So there's no breaking these rules.
No.
I mean, seriously, Jaquelle, I don't care how long Santa has been delivering toys to girls and boys. He better follow these
restrictions. Oh, I'm sure he will.
Okay, finally, while Santa is a part of Christmas, which is debatable,
exactly.
Of course.
That's, yeah.
But
according to the Nova Scotia
government, he is required, Jaquelle, to wear a mask.
All right. Santa's not exempt from a mask.
And maintain a physical distance of 6 feet.
But is Santa considered an essential worker? That's my question. So what about, does he have to, you know, isolate himself when he's going between the provinces?
Know. One last one, Jaquelle.
Oh, this is going to be bad. This is going to be rough.
Keep him in a spot where he can be seen, but not touched.
Oh my goodness. This is so weird. I think some context for our listeners is that Nova Scotia is a little bit of a California wannabe. We have like no cases, but they...
No, Jaquelle.
I said like.
57 cases.
Anyways.
Of a million people. 57 cases of a virus that is over 99%.
Our government is very, very strict.
Okay, sorry. Whatever.
So that's very on brand for Nova Scotia.
Whatever you think about all of this and lockdowns and everything, come on, that is funny.
It is amusing.
That's funny.
I agree.
I could continue. There's also guidance on caroling.
Oh, I think we're fine.
Are you sure? They recommend against speaking loudly and cheering because it can easily spread the virus. Okay, enough is enough. I just thought, you know, it's a Christmas episode.
It is.
So are we just going to get into it? And do you want to tell people how are you doing? What's going on? What
There's
you
no
for
time
dinner?
For that. It's
no?
Christmas.
Okay, fine.
All right. So it is the holliest, jolliest tradition that we know you have been waiting in anticipation for for nearly 12 months.
Okay, so it's starting now?
It is.
Or in a moment?
It is in a moment. In a moment.
It hasn't started yet.
It is not started yet. Okay. But this is the buildup. Okay.
We're ready.
This is Santa's sleigh running along the runway about to take off in flight.
And Santa is ringing his bells, but not ho-ho-hoing.
Exactly.
Nobody's touching Santa.
No. And he's wearing a mask, of course.
Of course. And he's staying 6 feet away.
Exactly.
So you better be 6 feet away from your Christmas tree when he comes down the chimney, or he can't leave you the presents there.
So it is time for a Christmas extravaganza like no other, really, because it's a 2020 Christmas extravaganza.
So it's on. It's on.
It's on like Donkey Kong. Okay. Like a Christmas Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong is dressed like Santa, ready to go. And the other little guy with him, the other little monkey, he's dressed like a reindeer. So we're
all right. Let's go. It's on. Ho, ho, ho. I mean, jingle, jingle, jingle.
Well, okay. So first we have to start with a little word from Jaquel. Because, like I said, this is a Christmas extravaganza in 2020.
And people do need to know, I have no idea. I have no hints, no nothing.
He's flying blind here.
I subject myself to this every year. I'm willing to look stupid once every 365 days.
Yes.
And if you doubt that, go listen to last year's episode.
She's so good. Oh, the Hallmark game last year. I thought about resurrecting that again, but I had better ideas.
I think it was the Christmas Carol one that made me look the stupidest.
Yeah, when you couldn't even remember
I couldn't remember the lines from the Christmas Carol.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah. Well, funny depending on where you were sitting, but yeah, okay.
I think pretty much for everybody but you.
Sure, yeah, which is fine.
It is fine.
I can laugh at myself.
Yes. I'm so proud of you. All right, so we need to start. Before we get into all the holly jolly silliness, I want to have a brief word about Christmas 2020.
Oh, we're getting serious,
folks.
We are,
because everyone tells us, so we've been joking a little bit about, you know, COVID and Christmas restrictions and all of this, you know, rigmarole. Everybody has heard that Christmas will be different this year.
Oh, it's the new normal, Jaquel.
And in some ways, it definitely will be. Okay? There are things out of our control that mean Christmas in some ways will definitely be different. And of course, your family's perspective on the virus and the restrictions will influence the decisions you make and the way that your holidays play out.
Jaquel, some people might even say that Christmas this year and how you celebrate it will be unprecedented.
It's true.
It will be an unprecedented Christmas.
Unprecedented. That's an interesting word. I haven't heard that much
in this
year.
new normal Christmas.
Okay, but I think we can all agree that this will, in one sense, be a Christmas unlike any other you've experienced. Especially if, you know, there are people out there that are struggling with illness. Okay, I'm about to make a serious point here. Why are you laughing?
Because all I could think was, it's going to be unlike any other because Santa will not be ho-ho-hoing. I'm sorry. I've got to get that out. Okay, so she's being serious. Carry on.
We're being serious.
Okay.
Let's be serious, guys.
I'm just going to sit back with my coffee.
Sip your coffee. Okay. Have a sit.
Carry on.
Okay, so this will be a Christmas unlike any other. And honestly, like, people are going through difficult experiences this Christmas. There are people, you know, maybe members in your family are sick. Maybe you even lost loved ones this year. Christmas could be very different for you. But this is what I would like to say. This is my brief word that I want to throw out there about Christmas 2020, is that for Christians who celebrate Christmas, this is not the time to live in fear and sadness. And many of our governments are trying to influence us to, you know, view Christmas with fear, to view Christmas as just something we have to, you know, scale down and celebrate quietly and sort of shake in our boots about. But this is really the year that we need festivity and celebration more than ever, than any other year in most of our recent memories. And there's a really good quote from your friend and mine, Nancy Wilson.
Nancy.
Who she says, this year, 2020, it's time to go big on Christmas. Mm. We should be more festive than ever. We are children of the king and we should act like it. And so my word is that you should not cancel Christmas this year. Sure, like I said, you may be experiencing challenges to your festivity. But if you know, are a Christian who celebrates Christmas, I think, like, go big this year. Like, you know, this is the incarnation we're talking about. If that's something that you take the time every year to celebrate,
yeah,
just celebrate it, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
Like,
be,
you know.
And be good, for goodness sake.
Do all the things, for goodness sake. Cook an extra big turkey, you know.
I might just have to do that.
Yeah. Sing double the amount of Christmas carols, maybe in your own home, depending on your, what your comfort level with the restrictions. You know, bake all the cookies, rejoice, worship, celebrate. Yeah. God's people are a resilient people,
right,
because we have a hope that can't be shaken. And Christmas 2020, I think, is a time to exercise that faith and that joy and that hope. So that's how I want to start out our Christmas 2020 extravaganza.
Amen, girl. And we are a victorious people. Remember, we are not fighting for victory. We are fighting from victory. So we have every reason. We have the only reason to celebrate. So amen to that, girl.
And amen to that, Pastor Dad.
Decorate big, cook big, bake big,
decorate,
sing big.
All the halls.
Gift big, Jaquel. Gift big.
Oh, I am.
I'm
Don't
looking,
you worry about
I'm
that.
I'm looking forward to my
Don't
big Christmas.
Don't you worry about that.
No, I'm a bit, you know, now we've got a serious moment out
yeah,
of the way.
Yeah, exactly. We don't have
a
serious
I'm a little bit concerned. So of all my gifts I've bought this year, and as you well know, primarily, I just take care of your mother.
Yes.
But occasionally, I do get involved. I bought one gift for Travis, which is arriving today. Which,
cutting it close.
You totally got to see this. It was a last minute thing.
I'm excited.
But besides all those gifts, the one gift I'm most excited about is one I got for you. But it's not here yet.
Aww.
And it's been delayed.
Aww.
And now they're telling me it's not going to get here until December 24th.
What? Oh, my goodness.
So,
wow. Present gate right here.
Present gate 2020.
Man, our listeners are going to be eager for our, you know, actually, it's probably going to be like a few weeks episodes to hear a recap on what the presents were.
It won't be until in the new year.
Yes.
Yeah. After the New Year's episode. We should let people know we will have a New Year's episode.
Yes.
Jaquel and I love our listeners so much. I mean, not so much that we'd give you a Christmas episode.
Oh, absolutely not.
But so much that we would give you a New Year's Day episode.
Yeah, so, you know, we don't expect you to listen to Age of Minority on Christmas.
No,
but
you should be celebrating.
But we expect you to listen to Age of Minority on New Year's Day.
What? I mean, why wouldn't you?
I don't know.
Really, what else do you have to do? You're just
not
waiting.
Much.
You're waiting for your mom to cook the Christmas or the New Year's ham?
Yeah, sure.
And so, I mean, or whatever you have for New Year's dinner. Yeah. What do people eat for New Year's dinner? I don't know. Anyway. So, yeah, so stay tuned. There will be an episode New Year's Day, just not Christmas Day. Come on, people. You're going to be you know, too busy with all them big festivities after being encouraged by Jaquel to celebrate big.
Exactly.
All right. So what's next, Jaquel?
All right. Next, it's time to talk about those Christmas carols. But we're going to talk about some songs that we've been enjoying this year. No.
I'm
don't worry. Things aren't getting dicey yet.
Oh, okay. Good.
I didn't
like that word yet. Carry on.
Because there's a song you told me
that
you are very much enjoying this Christmas.
Ooh.
Do you remember what it is?
I have no recollection whatsoever.
It's Hallelujah, Christ is Born.
Oh, Carolyn Cobb.
Yeah.
Love that song.
There you go.
It is the song of 2020.
There you go.
Wow. Tell me, what do we have to say about it?
Well, what do you have to say about it? So I thought you could share a little bit about why you like that song. And I'm going to share another Christmas song that I really like in 2020 and share a little bit why I like it.
Well, I have to go there. I mean, first of all, hang on. I mean, you should have prepared me.
No, you don't have to say anything big. Just say why you like it.
Well, for one, it's got a great message. And for two, I mean, lyrically, it's really good. Come on, where is it? I think our listeners might like to just hear a line or two from it, if I can find the lyrics.
I think they would.
Carolyn Cobb. Okay, well.
Thanks to you, I added that song to my Christmas playlist.
You know, Carolyn Cobb was put on a concert at Tom Buck's church.
No way!
Recently.
Oh,
Way, Jaquel!
My goodness!
Yeah. I can't find it.
Well, I will take a time. The song that I have to share is a song that probably a lot of people have heard already, but if you haven't, I just want to bring your attention to it. It is kind of going around as the song, the Christmas song of 2020. In a lot of the evangelical
I know which
world.
One it is.
I know, you'll know which one it is. And it's O Come All You Unfaithful by Sovereign Grace Music. If you haven't heard this song, it is very encouraging.
Good. Yeah, it's pretty good.
And I do really like the music video that they created for it. What the music video is them just bringing in several different families and individuals in different life situations and recording them listening to this song for the very first time. And the message of this song is you know, that Christmas is for the weary and the weak, because the incarnation is good news to all. That, you know, there's, oh, come bitter and broken, come with fears unspoken, come taste of his perfect love, oh, come guilty and hiding ones, there is no need to run, see what your God has done.
I mean, what I like is that it's kind of a riff, of course, on that famous Christmas carol, exactly. Oh, come all ye faithful, which is like, yeah, they both work. Exactly. Like, they really do both work, and that's why I like about them. It's not like, I don't think they did, oh, come all ye unfaithful, or come all you unfaithful, as like, oh, it's not supposed to be, oh,
no,
come all.
No, no, totally.
It's just a totally different take on it. Yeah. So I love that.
I actually heard somebody, one of my friends who is an incredible pianist, made an arrangement of Oh Come All You Unfaithful and Oh Come All Ye Faithful put together.
Oh.
And it was beautiful.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
So back, I finally did get a hold of those lyrics. Great. Of Carolyn Cobbs. And so first of all, two reasons why I like it. Number one, of course, is the lyrics. Let me get to some of those in a minute. But number two is the music behind it. Because, Of course, it's celebrating the coming of Christ. And it also, you know, does look forward to this, to the return of Christ. But the music, musically, it kind of builds. Mm-hmm. And I like that because it kind of starts and it's like, you know, meditating on the birth of Christ. And then all of a sudden, you know, you get to the chorus and it's like, and it builds to this chorus where you're like, you know, you're ready to celebrate. Like you said at the beginning of the episode, you know, we need to be celebrating big. And you get to the chorus and it reads, Hallelujah, which is praise the Lord. Christ is born. Hallelujah, the Savior of the world. This is the one we've waited for. Mm. Hallelujah, Christ is born. And I mean, I love that because it talks about the anticipation of the first coming. And it makes me more focused on anticipation of the second coming. Mm. So it's great song and really solid. And then I don't know what people know about Tom Buck or whether they like Tom Buck, but he's a pastor. He's on Twitter. I think he's out in Texas. And the fact that she's... you know, doing a concert there indicates to me that she's got to be pretty solid theologically. I don't know that much about her besides that. So anyway, great, great song. Highly recommend it. Hallelujah, Christ is Born by Carolyn Cobb.
And now for one last Christmas song that has been warming my heart this season rich theological undertones.
Please
is no. I Need You Christmas by the Jonas Brothers.
What?
Such a good song. I mean, listen to these lyrics. If you're young, if you're old, we all wait to be told just a simple phrase, have a Merry Christmas. Seasons change, come and go, but there's one thing I hope, you'll just stay the same, because I need you, Christmas.
Wow. You lost me at by the Jonas Brothers, so...
Oh, what a word, what a word.
Sorry.
Thank you, Jonas Brothers.
Sorry about that. I will
say Merry Christmas.
I heard nothing that you just said.
Well, I hope you hear what I have to say next, because
I hope so.
It's time to get dicey.
Oh, dear.
It is time for an event that people all over the world truly look forward to. I'm thinking especially our listeners in Singapore. I'm sure this is the thing
where
that
we are
draws them back.
99 in the Christian category.
Well, it's time for my annual holiday game. Are you ready, Dad?
Uh-huh.
Okay, it is time for the Transnational Tinseltown Tradition Trivia Triumph.
Oh, no.
I'll say that one more time.
I was going to insist on it.
The Transnational Tinseltown Tradition Trivia Triumph.
The Transnational Tradition
Tinseltown
Triumph.
Tradition Triumph. Trivia Triumph.
Whoa, okay.
Wordy title for a very simple game.
I have a feeling I am not going to do well at this game.
Oh, I am quite certain you aren't. So here, the game is quite simple. I am going to give you the name of a real tradition in some part of the world, real Christmas tradition.
Yes.
And, you know, depending how I feel about it, I may give you a hint, I may not.
Ooh.
And you
hints.
Need
I like hints.
To guess, you know, yes. Give me your take based on the name of it, what that tradition just might be.
Okay. Oh, this
All
sounds
right?
fun.
All right.
I like it.
Okay, first let's start in Iceland.
Iceland.
Or
Iceland.
Iceland. You know, with a tradition that, I don't know, maybe I want to incorporate. It sounds pretty cool.
Okay.
Okay, it is called Jollibakaflod.
Oh, Jollibakaflod.
Jollibakaflod.
Yeah, that's what I said, Jollibakaflod.
Exactly,
sure.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Okay,
So you want me to tell you all about Jala Bacaflod?
Yeah. Do you need a hint, or are you familiar?
Well, Jala Bacaflod, as far as I understand, goes back many years, mm-hmm. and it has to do with this one Christmas time at this one person's house, yep. where the water pipe broke,
yes.
and they had a flood. And
a flood, got it.
They had
got
a flood, and everybody got all excited about the flood, and they were all worried, and they're running around the house, and they ended up running dirt all around the house, and then they had to clean up afterwards.
Yep.
And the cleanup was called Jala Bacaflod.
Okay.
And so ever since that one Christmas many centuries ago,
yep.
where the water pipe broke, yep. and they had to clean up all the dirt everywhere and afterwards,
yep.
They had a Jala Bacaflod every year. They do a traditional cleaning of the home, and they call it the Jala Bacaflod.
That is a very creative, compelling backstory.
But I mean, but they don't have to have a flood every time.
Okay.
It's just as a recognition of that
gotcha,
first flood
gotcha,
and that Christmas
gotcha,
many,
gotcha,
many
gotcha,
centuries
gotcha, gotcha,
ago.
Gotcha. All right. Very good. Very good. Absolutely false. No way near close, but very good.
Actually, that's something else, I guess.
I think this is a tradition you could get behind.
Okay.
So first of all, it's not that old. It only started in World War II.
Oh.
When... You know, everything was rationed, basically, in World War II, except for paper.
Ah.
So it started when people would, for Christmas, everybody gave someone else a book for Christmas.
Oh.
And so the tradition is you receive a book, a new book on Christmas Eve, and some chocolate, and everybody reads late into the night their new book on Christmas Eve.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah,
all
it's pretty
right.
cool. Well, Iceland, you know, Dad, is a very bookish place. So according to some research, a recent study, actually it was probably back in 2013, 93% of Icelanders will read one book a year, and 50% will read more than eight.
Okay, is that good?
It is good. In America, only 70% of people will read one book in a year.
I wish we've got to start YouTubing us. I wish people could see that. Oh, one person.
Oh, all one the person. Hand. All
the hand gestures. I love them. Okay.
All right.
Jala Bacaflod.
Jala Bacaflod.
Looking forward to it.
Okay, let's move on to Sweden, another wonderful country.
I have a very dear friend from Sweden.
You do?
Yes.
Who?
Oh, what do you mean who? You know
what
who.
What do you mean? Who are you talking about?
You know our friend from
that.
Sweden.
Okay, I was thinking of somebody in Sweden.
No, he doesn't
like,
live
who
in
lives
Sweden
in
anymore.
Sweden? Okay.
His parents don't even live there anymore. They live
okay.
here now.
Well, I'm sure he knows all about this tradition of...
Hold on. Is there the option to phone a friend in this game?
Nope.
Oh, shoot. Can I text a friend?
Nope.
Okay.
Here we go.
Sweden.
Does he know about the Gavel Goat?
Oh, the Gavel Goat. Of course. Oh, man.
Well, has he told you about it?
Everybody
knows.
Do you
know all about it?
Everybody knows about the Gavel Goat.
Well, what is it?
So there was this one year in
and there was
Sweden.
A big flood.
No flood. Centuries ago, Jaquel.
Yes.
No, this one was not centuries ago. This is only decades
Get
old.
Get your facts.
This is around the turn of the century, decades old, and there was this one Christmas time, and they were prepared to have the Christmas goose for dinner,
yes.
And so they went out to hunt for the Christmas goose, and they couldn't find a Christmas goose. But what did they see coming along? But a goat. And they shot the goat, and they ate the goat, and they called
okay.
it the Gavel Goat.
Okay.
I mean, that's
a good idea, but again, sadly, very false.
Okay, people do know that I did not prepare for this episode, right? I have no idea what's going on, so tell
us.
Well,
we still expect better of you, Dad,
What is the Gavel Goat? Gavel?
Gavel Goat.
The Gavel Goat.
So you are, you know, on the right track. It is about a real goat.
Okay.
Well.
Did they eat the goat?
They do not eat the goat.
Oh,
actually, they build a 13-meter goat. They build a goat.
Okay.
And they set it in the square in Gavel, Sweden.
Sure, of course.
Okay, it started in 1966. But interestingly,
I said turn of the century. I wasn't 60 years off, but pretty good.
Yeah, so they've got this amazing, really cool goat set up in the square. Unfortunately, it's kind of led to another tradition where some hoodlums come in and they try to burn down the goat. Now, fun fact, since 1966, sadly, the goat has successfully been burned down 29 times.
Oh, man. So, I love this tradition.
That's
it's
a little
better.
Rough, but you know what? The Swedes always rebuild.
Oh, yeah.
They always rebuild the goat.
They rebuild the Gavel Goat. What is the point? Why do they build the goat?
It's some way to celebrate Christmas.
Wow.
Why? I don't know. Why do we celebrate with, like, other random things?
Well, usually there's reasons for them.
I don't know. Maybe goats are very popular. What's behind the goat in Gable?
Have you ever eaten goat?
No.
No, nor I. I wonder what goat tastes like. No, Noelle, nor
I. I hear you have to cook it very well, yeah. That it could be tough, but you need to, you know, cook it for a long time.
Where do you hear
to make
this
it
from?
Tender. I don't know, from books I've read, where in other cultures they do eat goat.
All right, then. Anyways. Carry on. Gabble goat.
Let's head to Italy next.
Sure, definitely. I would love to head to Italy.
Could you tell us anything that you know about Belfana the witch?
Belfana the witch.
Belfana the witch. Yeah. Everybody in Italy knows who I'm talking about right now.
Okay, so then. Yeah, no, you know about
he's putting on the glasses right now, folks. It's getting serious.
You know about what's what is the name again? It keeps leaving me.
Belfana the
Belfana.
Witch.
Belfana. Yeah. Belfana. Oh my soul, Belfana. Well, I mean, you know about Santa, right?
I do know about Santa. Yeah.
So there was one year. It was quite recently, actually, where Santa had to wear a mask.
Oh no!
No! I'm just kidding. He didn't have to wear a mask. I mean, that's this year. That's not previous years. No. So there's previous years, and Santa, he was having trouble getting all of his presents delivered in time, and so he got on the phone and he called up the Tooth Fairy. Tooth Fairy was busy.
Oh, right? Sheesh, yeah.
Right? I mean, like that, you know, so he thought, well, I'll call the Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
He calls the Easter Bunny. Easter Bunny really wants to help.
Yeah.
But he's busy too. Him and the Tooth Fairy got plans, right? And so he says, look, I got a friend of mine that you might want to call. Now, I know you don't know her.
Yeah.
Easter Bunny says, look, I know she's got a bad rap because, I mean, she's a witch.
Right.
But you should really give her a call. Her name is... Belfana.
Okay. Yeah.
And so Belfana helped Santa that one year.
Yeah.
And now ever since the Italians, each Christmas, they eat spaghetti and they celebrate the year that Belfana the witch helped Santa deliver the presents. It's a touching story.
Wow, that is really beautiful.
You know, because you wouldn't think that a saint and a witch would get together on a project.
No.
But that one Christmas in Italy, they did. That and now it's a beautiful thing.
That's lovely.
That's my understanding.
Also, not too far off from the true tradition.
Nice.
So in the true tradition, that is, you know, not actually true. I should clarify, this is a fable.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Belfana basically replaces Santa. She visits on the eve of January 5th, December 25th.
How was the Easter Bunny involved?
That I don't know.
Oh, okay.
You'll have to, you know, if we have
you'll
any
Italian
listeners.
You'll just have to take my word on that one.
Yeah, just trust me here. okay, so Belfana comes and visits on the eve of January 5th, and she, you know, gives treats and presents to good little boys and girls, fills their stockings. She comes down the chimney and eats the treats that people leave for her.
But why wouldn't she?
Because it's Italy. Children do not leave her milk and cookies.
Oh.
They leave her wine and local delicacies.
Sure, so she's hammered by the end of the night.
And that is Belfana the witch.
All right, that sounds interesting, and that's a lot of wine. Although, that's a lot of milk for Santa to drink.
It's
in
true.
One evening,
and
right?
A lot of cookies. Man, I would be so sick.
I'm going to leave Santa a steak this year.
That's the true magical factor of Santa. Forget about the fact that he can fly around
Never
the world
mind
in
that.
One night. How can he eat all those cookies and milk?
I know. I mean, he is overweight.
Clearly.
There is that.
But even still. All right.
All right, Belfana the witch.
I have one more tradition for you.
All right.
This time we're leaving Europe.
Europe.
And heading to Asia.
Of course.
To Japan.
Japan.
For Kurisumasu Niwa Kentucky.
What? Kurisumisu Masa Kentucky?
Kurisumasu Niwa Kentucky. Do you know what this tradition is? Very popular in Japan. Guess what? Our mutual friend, Travis, who is big into anime, knew exactly what I was talking about when I told him.
Our mutual friend? You mean my son?
Our mutual
and your
friend
brother?
And relative, I guess. We could also say our mutual relative, Travis. Yeah, he knew exactly. And I was like, oh no, is dad going to know? Is this super common? He's like, no, it's just because I watch anime.
Kurisumasu, Kentucky.
Kurisumasu, Niwai, Kentucky.
You know what?
Do you have any guesses
here? I don't even have any. I mean, you know, I've got 0 for 3. Yeah. But I was pretty close. But
I would give you half a point on the last one.
I would need something more than Kawesi Musi Masu, Masu Kentucky.
Niwa Kentucky.
I can't even remember it. All to right. make something up.
Well, here's the direct translation, Karasu, Dad.
Karasu Musi Susu.
I can't believe you didn't get it from the last
word. Does it have something to do with Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yes.
Oh, no.
The translation is Kentucky for Christmas, a very popular tradition in Japan where Japanese folks get KFC for Christmas dinner.
Come on. The one time I actually could have said something ridiculous and it would have been true?
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
So you may, I don't know.
Was too easy. I can't go down that road.
Christmas is not a national holiday in Japan because less than 1% of the population is Christian. But according to Country Living magazine,
sure,
a very reputable history source, sure. In 1974, KFC in Japan kicked off, quote, a wildly successful marketing campaign called Kurisu Masu Niwa Kentucky, or Kentucky for Christmas. The fast food chain has maintained its Yuletide popularity, causing some people to order their boxes months in advance or stand in 2-hour long lines to get their finger licking good food.
That is insane, Jaquel.
It's a little crazy.
The one time I could have said a ridiculous response and it would have been true. Wow, that is ridiculous.
It is crazy. Well, Dad, you know, I think you did. I think you did pretty good.
I think so,
pretty
too.
Pretty good this year.
I deserve major kudos.
I mean, I would give you minor kudos.
Minor kudos.
But, again, it's Christmas. It's 2020. Christmas. No, it's Christmas 2020, all right? The Christmas extravaganza. You know what I said? Go big or go home. Yeah. So this year, we don't just have one game.
No. No.
Have bonus game.
No.
This game is not going to make you look dumb at all. I don't think so.
Okay.
But it should give us a
laugh. Well, the last one didn't.
I didn't.
The last one made me look brilliant.
There you go. Then you're welcome. This is a game that everyone knows how to play. But it's one of those games that it's a tried and true game, but it's still funny every single time. You know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
Christmas Mad Libs.
Oh, yes.
Now, I've tweaked a few things, but I'm just going to need your help here.
Sure. I'm always happy to help.
So let's start, the way we always do. Could you give me a verb?
A verb. Sledding. Or should we say sleighing? Mm. Would you say sleigh riding?
Well, it depends. What are you talking about? Are you talking about, like, riding a sled down a hill?
Yes.
Okay, then we'd say sledding.
Okay, sledding.
Okay. Now, can you give me two nouns?
Two nouns. Goat.
Yep.
And chicken.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Sorry, I need one more noun.
Cow. Right. I mean, come on, we're on a theme here.
And could you give me a room in the house?
Bathroom, for sure.
Now could you give me a food?
Oh, I just gave you three foods. Tacos.
Okay.
No, pizza.
Okay.
Sorry, I changed my mind, pizza.
No problem.
So what's for dinner tonight?
Now, could you give me three adjectives?
Three adjectives?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you're testing my grammar skills.
Yes, we just need some descriptive words here.
Yeah,
thanks. Yeah, remember what an adjective is?
I know what an adjective is. Smelly?
Yeah.
Hot?
Yep.
And red.
Okay.
And by the way, thanks for explaining what an adjective is.
That's just a little bonus fact for people.
I appreciate it.
But I need a scent now.
A scent?
Yeah.
Let's go sweet.
Okay.
Yeah, a sweet scent.
All right.
Does that count as a scent? I can give you another scent.
Give me a better scent.
Lavender.
Great.
Okay, there you go.
Can I have another verb, please?
Oh, another verb.
Another verb.
Talking. Great. No, I just had a new one. Crying, because I heard your baby crying.
I know. All right, can I have two more nouns?
Two more nouns. How about box?
Yep.
And snowman.
Excellent. Now I need a form of transportation.
Spaceship.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And an animal.
I gave you so many animals already. How about a aardvark?
Excellent. Okay. And one adjective to end this all out.
Old.
Excellent. All right, let's see what we've got here. This is not original to me, I should clarify. I found it randomly on Google.
Sure. We assumed so.
All right, but this is something I'm speaking from my heart here.
Okay.
I just need everybody to know.
Okay.
I am so excited for Christmas. I've been doing a lot of sledding to prepare.
Of course you have.
And I've already picked out presents for everyone. I got Lucy a goat this year. And I got Joe a chicken.
Nice.
I wrapped their presents in cow.
In cow?
In cow.
What? Like you took steaks and you wrapped them in goat?
And this seemed like a good idea. I hid them in the bathroom.
Of course you did. Where else would you hide them?
So they wouldn't find them.
Of course.
My dad's childhood friend Carlos and I made pizza for everyone to enjoy.
Oh, Carlos.
But they smell red.
Smelled red.
They smell red, but I can't wait to eat them.
Guess not.
We picked out the... Okay, sorry. We picked out the perfect tree. It is hot and smelly. And actually, it's funny. It smells like lavender.
Of course it does. It's a pine tree, for goodness sake.
But it's my job to cry to the tree every day.
Of course it is. Oh, my God.
I've been hoping for a box under the Christmas tree this year. Is that what you said? Did you say box?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Sure.
I really don't want to get a snowman this year.
No.
Pastor Dad tells me I need to go to bed early on Christmas Eve so Santa can come. He's going to drive his spaceship with his aardvarks and land on our roof. I hope everyone has an old Christmas. This has been Christmas Mad Libs.
I like Santa in his spaceship with his aardvarks.
So good.
Thank you, Miguel.
No problem. Anytime.
Oh, my gut hurts, but I still appreciate it.
Well, you know, we've had a time today.
It's been a time.
We've had a time. A time and a half, maybe even.
A time and three quarters, you know, at least.
We've had a bonus game. We've talked bonus Christmas games. Carols, Santa in masks, all the things. But it is time to wrap up the festivities.
It's time to wrap it up.
With, you know, we're going to get a little serious again. A little serious. Yep. And Pastor Dad this is the one thing that I did actually prepare you for.
It's true.
Pastor Dad is going to read us, what else? The Christmas story. To end this Christmas extravaganza, Pastor Dad, would you read us Luke 2:1-21?
Whoa, through 21. And then we're just going to, how is that going to be it?
Well, then we're going to wrap it up.
Okay, then we're going to be, okay. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb.
And there you go. What else is there to say?
Ooh.
From Merry Christmas.
Merry From Christmas,
me
everyone.
And Pastor Dad.
And if you wish to wish us a Merry Christmas, where can they find us, Jaquel?
They can head over to our website, ageofminority.com. Shoot us an email, Jaquel or Sean at ageofminority.com, or visit us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And if they want to give us a Christmas gift, a true Christmas gift, celebrate the meaning of Christmas, they can leave us an honest 5-star rating and review on iTunes.
Well, Jaquel, you know I wait all year to be able to say this. I can only say it once per year.
Enjoy it.
I'm ready for it. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
All right, then. Until next year, Jaquel.
This has been Age of Minority.